Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is David from San Diego.
Dave, alcoholic.
Dave.
My sobriety date is December 16, 2006. In a couple of months, I'll be celebrating my 2 years. My drinking did things for me that I could not do on my own. It made me sociable, and it worked out for a little while. But as my drinking carried on, it started causing destruction in my life. I lost my career in the Marine Corps due to drinking. I'm an alcoholic who, when I drink, I got places to go and people to fight. I've got 3 DUIs, no assault charges. I've always been quick enough to get out of those. But you know what? I do have other serious charges under my belt that I'm not too proud of. But you know, there's something that says in the promises that we will not regret our past nor wish to shut the door on it. And that is a big part of my sobriety today. As I look back of my years of drinking and using, and I see the things that I did, and I see what I had, which was nothing, and I look at my life today of what I've got, you know, it's really sickening that it even happens in my mind that I even think about going back. But you know, that's the reality of my disease. You know, I got sober back in 2005, and I put together about 90 days. But you know what? Nothing bad had happened enough for to keep me there. You know, I had 2 DUIs, you know, and that was the only jail time I did, was that night in jail. Although I was already kicked out of the Marine Corps, that was not my fault. You know what I mean? That was not my fault, and I still like to think it wasn't my fault, but you know, the reality of doing my 4-step and practicing my 10-step, I know what my fault is. But you know, I wasn't ready for this program. And I went back out, and I found other substances along with that. You know, I've got a 7-year-old son that, you know, I put second to my drinking and to my using. I abandoned him, pretty much, is what I did. And I was okay with that. And during the middle of my disease, I was willing to accept having nothing and being nothing as the rest of my life. But, you know, as life went on, you know, picked up the 3rd DUI, whatever, did my couple months in jail, still did the drinking thing. December 15th, 2006 was the company Christmas party. That was the last time I drank. I was asked to leave a bar. And you know what I mean by asked to leave. This lady actually paid for my cab ride home so that I would leave the bar. And I went home, and you know what? I changed out of my work clothes, and I went back to the bar. You know, I passed out early that evening, you know. And I woke up the next day and said, you know what? I've had enough. You know, I've had enough. I knew I was going to get my license back soon. I had a 3-year suspension on my license. And like I said earlier, I'm an alcoholic who has places to go. I drive when I drink. You know what I mean? And I know that. And I'm not going to BS anybody about that. And I knew I was getting my license back soon. And, you know, I played that badass guy when I drank because I could, because alcohol made me that person. But I knew in reality going to prison was not my cup of tea. You know what I mean? And the only women there are the guards, and they don't look real friendly either. you know, I made it back to the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous. And when I came back with a little bit of clarity of putting everything I had into this program. You know what? I got a sponsor. I worked my steps. Today I have a sponsee. You know, and that's a miracle that somebody actually wants what I have. That I actually have something to give, you know. And, you know, and as a matter of fact, today, you know, I got to work. I got quality problems today. My problem was today is I didn't get to sleep in. I had to go to work. That's my quality problems today. I got a truck payment I got to make. I got insurance payments I got to make. I got rent. You know, these are the problems I have today. You know, dealing with people at work. You know, and this is just life. But for an alcoholic like me, I don't like dealing with that. And, you know, the hardest thing I had to deal with when I got sober was me. You know, all of you guys, when as soon as I got home, you guys were out of my life. I do not have to deal with you. But I could never get away from me. And that's what the alcohol and the drugs did for me. And, you know, and today, with working with my sponsor, working with my sponsee, working with other alcoholics, taking commitments at meetings, getting tripped and kicked into commitments at meetings. You know how that goes. I don't have to deal with me all by myself. I have other people that help me with my problems. All I need to do is be completely honest. And as long as I am completely honest with you and with myself, and don't try to put the blame on anybody, you know, I can be sober for another day, and I can have a little bit of serenity with that sobriety. You know, the drinking caused me problems, but you know, I also caused me problems. And I'm not one to want to be a dry drunk. You know, that's pretty effed up, you know what I mean? Dealing with me pissed off and I have nowhere to go. Come on now, you know. But you know, I am a debt of gratitude to this program. You know, when I walked back into this program in 2006, I did not have a bank account, I did not have a car, did not have a license. I was barely holding on to an apartment that I still have. And I was barely holding on to a job that I still have today. But you know what? Today, I have a license. I have a bank account. And I actually have a bank account with money in it. You know, I have that job. You know, and people are actually want me to come and work for them. You know, like I said, I have that quality problem of today. I didn't get to sleep in. I had to go to work. You know, I don't have like I used to. I used to make my full-time job part-time. And today it's not that way. And it's because of the sober members of Alcoholics Anonymous who taught me how to live my life and be okay with me. And let me know that I don't have to hold crap in. That it's okay for me to be completely honest and tell you just everything that I'm feeling. Even if it's just me venting. That, you know, there is always somebody who's willing to listen to me, whether it's in person or on the phone. You know, and I'm in a debt of gratitude to that. You know, I'm, like I said, I'm coming up on 2 years of sobriety. It's the longest period of sobriety I have since I was a kid. And, you know, my life is great today. My life is really great. You know, and I wake up in the morning and I'm okay with me. I may not be okay with you, but I'll deal with that later. You know, I know I only have 10 minutes and there's a lot I'd like to say, but, you know, I'm just grateful that you guys let me come up here and let me give you my 10 minutes of fame. You know, I learned early on, you know, service and this program will help you stay sober. And, you know, I do everything I can to stay sober because I know there's people depending on me. as my kid and my family. So thank you all very much.